Poems Every Child Should Know, edited by Mary E. Burt. Section 15. Read for LibriVox.org by Kara Schallenberg. This section contains the following poems. Little Orphaned Annie and O Captain, My Captain. Part 2 continued. Little Orphaned Annie. Little Orphaned Annie certainly earns her board and keep when she has washed the dishes, swept up the crumbs, driven the chickens from the porch, and done all the other odds and ends of work on a farm. The poet, James Whitcomb Riley, born 1853, has shown how truly a little child may be overtaxed, and yet preserve a brave spirit and keen imagination. Children invariably love to learn this poem. Little Orphaned Annie's come to our house to stay, and wash the cups and saucers up, and brush the crumbs away, and shoo the chickens off the porch, and dust the hearth, and sweep, and make the fire and bake the bread, and earn her board and keep. And all us other children, when the supper things is done, we set around the kitchen fire, and has the mostest fun a-listenin' to the witch tales that Annie tells about, and the gobble-uns that gits you if you don't watch out. Once there was a little boy who wouldn't say his prayers, and when he went to bed at night, away upstairs, his mammy heard him holler, and his daddy heard him bawl, and when they turned the kivers down, he wasn't there at all. And they seeked him in the rafter room, and cubby hole and press, and seeked him up the chimbley flue, and everywheres, I guess. But all they ever found was this his pants and roundabout, and the gobble-uns'll git you if you don't watch out. And one time a little girl 'ud allus laugh and grin, and make fun of everyone, and all her blood and kin. And once't when they was company, and old folks was there, she mocked 'em and shocked 'em, and said she didn't care. And this as she kicked her heels, and turnt to run and hide, they was two great black things a-standin' by her side, and they snatched her through the ceilin', for she knowed what she's about. And the gobble-uns'll git you if you don't watch out. And little Orphaned Annie says, when the blaze is blue, and the lampwick sputters, and the wind goes woo-hoo, and you hear the crickets quit, and the moon is gray, and the lightnin' bugs in dew is all squenched away, you better mind your parents and your teachers fond and dear, and cherish them that loves you, and dry the orphan's tear, and help the poor and needy ones that clusters all about, or the gobble-uns'll git you if you don't watch out. James Whitcomb Riley. O Captain, My Captain. O Captain, My Captain by Walt Whitman, 1819 to 1892, is placed here out of compliment to a little boy aged 10 who wanted to recite it once a week for a year. This song and Edwin Markham's poem on Lincoln are two of the greatest tributes ever paid to that hero. O Captain, my Captain, our fearful trip is done. The ship has weathered every rack, the prize we sought is won. The port is near, the bells I hear, the people all exulting, while follow eyes the steady keel, the vessel grim and daring. But O heart, 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 O the bleeding drops of red, where on the deck my Captain lies, fallen cold and dead. O Captain, my Captain, rise up and hear the bells. Rise up, for you the flag is flung, for you the bugle trills. For you bouquets and ribboned wreaths, for you the shores a-crowding, for you they call, the swaying mass, their eager faces turning. Here, Captain, dear father, this arm beneath your head, it is some dream that on the deck you've fallen cold and dead. My Captain does not answer, his lips are pale and still. My father does not feel my arm, he has no pulse nor will. The ship is anchored safe and sound, its voyage closed and done. From fearful trip the victor ship comes in with object won. Exult, O shores, and ring, O bells, but I, with mournful tread, walk the deck my Captain lies, fallen, cold and dead. Walt Whitman. End of section 15. Read by Kara Schallenberg on October 12, 2006, in Oceanside, California.